وعليكم السلام ورحمة الله وبركاته يا أخانا عبد الغني بارك الله فيك. You asking about the story of داود عليه الصلاة والسلام in سورة صاد. My dear brother, I would like to enlighten you. Akhi, this story, it's one of the most stories in the Quran. Have a khilaf in between the ulama about it. Until subhanallah, Ibn Kathir rahmallahu ta'ala, his statement in this surah is very famous and unique. He didn't do tafsir for it in tafsir Ibn Kathir, mashhur, and he said rahmallahu ta'ala, يعني have a lot of khilaf about it, and lots of mufassirun, they bring stories from Ahlul Kitab, enough for you to read it and to understand that Dawud is the Prophet of Allah Ta'ala, and Allah remember him with this story for him to be closer to Allah Azza wa Jal. Finish, read it and understand the zahir of it and just continue. And how ulama, how they went very deep, explain it in details from the book of Ahlul Kitab. You feel you are reading the Torah, you are not reading you feel you are reading the book of Ahlul Kitab. Not the Torah, because that came after. I mean, you feel you are reading the book of Ahlul Kitab, the Injil and the stories in their books. You don't feel you are not reading the book of Tafsir, because how they mention it from their books. هذا عجيب يا أخي بارك الله فيك. لك I said to you, the conclusion أخي, the conclusion, give you the correct opinion inshallah, and the conclusion of it, I'm sure it's gonna benefit you and it's more than enough for you. You must understand that داود عليه الصلاة والسلام, he is a Nabi and he used to be a king. He's the king in his time, king Banu Israel, you understand? So he had kind of opinions and اجتهادات. One of his اجتهاد that even though it based on mubah and legal for him, but Allah didn't like it. You understand? Allah didn't like it for him. So he sent those two brothers. Some they say they are malaika, and some they say brothers, to give him this example. Some they say it's an example only, not in the reality. And some they say no, it's true sheeps. And some they say no, it's not sheep, it's about wives. Sa'di rahmatullah and others, they believe that they go the opinion that those sheeps means wives. You understand? So they give him this example to remind him about one of his ijtihad that he make it, that Allah Jalla wa'ala, he didn't like it. So he remembered that and he understand he understand that Allah Jalla wa'ala didn't like it from him, and Allah, he want for him better. So immediately he did what? Sujood and tawbah, and Allah accepted from him and finish. And the moral of this story, to know that how the prophets عليهم الصلاة والسلام they repent to their Lord, doesn't matter what the situation, and how Allah جل وعلا send his examples and his message to the prophets to remind them about Allah جل وعلا, even though they are kings and prophets. Applicate on them to humble themselves for their Lord and to go closer to him. فاستغفر ربه فخر راكعا وأناب. So he did sujood to Allah Azza wa Jal until Allah Jalla Ala gave him wahi that Allah accept from his sujood and accept from his returning again. And imagine, he was in that position. And some they say this was for him, a dars for him, because he was isolating himself when the people are in need for him. So Allah Jalla Ala make him open this kind of solution and open for the Muslim, because they are in need of you and your justice. You understand? And don't isolate yourself in that situation. A lot of ma'ani, the meaning is surrounded with this issue, ya akhi, barakallahu fiqh.